All right, welcome back here to Chiz Jones Field. Audubon Wheelers pick up a win here in the opening round of the eight-player playoffs, and we're now being joined by Garrett Christensen after the victory. Garrett, you had three big sacks here in this game, the first one coming when the game was tied there at 14 to set your team up with a short field. You and Cooper kind of met at the quarterback there. Your thoughts on that play and how you're able to have some success getting back there?
I really felt like that was what determined us and, you know, got us ahead. You know, they kind of went down when we got short field advantage and then scored off of that. So with the moves that we learned from D-line, it was relatively easy to get by and through to the quarterback. So that's really it.
Well, I know you had an opportunity to do it a couple more times later in the game. They were going for it on some fourth downs, trying to gain some momentum back, and you were able to get back there again. How much fun is it to be able to come up with plays like that? And you guys, I'm sure, have some fun with it.
Yeah, it's super fun when you get a sack and the whole crowd's going, your teammates are going. So it's a really great feeling to get back there and get a sack for the team.
Well, certainly probably feels good that you've got a victory here in the opening round. You get to move on, and of course we'll find out who that opponent may be here later on here this weekend. But your thoughts on the team victory and being able to get a playoff win?
Yeah, I thought the team played really well. You know, we came out kind of sluggish and we figured it out, figured what they were doing, and we adapted to it and played really well throughout the rest of the game and got the victory. So.
All right. Thanks a lot, Garrett.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Garrett Christensen after the win here as Audubon picks it up in the opening round. And we'll move on here to the next round of the eight-player playoffs. Welcome back now here to Chiz Jones Field. Audubon picks up a win here in the opening round of the eight-player playoffs, now being joined by the Wheelers head coach, Sean Burks. Coach, a little bit of a slow start again for your team here tonight, but you figured it out and you made some big plays that turned the tide down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, that's a good team over there. You know, we knew they'd bring it all. They went for it on fourth down early. You know, they were going to do whatever they had to. They play like they had nothing to lose. And, you know, that's tough as a favorite sometimes when you have a team like that. They weren't going to punt early at all, and so it was one of those where they were in four-down territory from the get-go. They made some big plays. We made some mistakes, but we settled back in. You know, the thing about this group is they never get too high. They never get too low. Obviously, we'd like to, you know, play better from the get-go. It's kind of been a troublesome theme, but at the end of the day, you come away with a 35-point victory against, you know, a top 15-ish, top 20-ish, however you want to look at it, team. You know, we looked at them and compared them to some other teams we'd seen and some teams that, as coaches, we'd seen on film. And, you know, I thought they would have been the 3 seed in our district likely if they would have been with us. I think they would have been a 1 or a 2 seed if they'd been kicked east in that district next to them. So, yeah, coming out as a 3 behind Lennox and Fremont was nothing to scoff at. So they were good. They're quality. They're a good team. And whoever we get next week's probably going to be even better, and we have to play better.
Well, the guy we just talked to, Garrett Christensen, made a huge play there early on. He came up with a sack that gave you guys a short field when the game was tied, and you're able to get a touchdown on the very next play. It's those kind of big defensive plays that really made a big difference for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked early in the week that our O-line and D-line needed to take care of it because skill position-wise, they've got some nice pieces and they do some nice things. So we needed to get into the backfield early. Not give the kids a ton of time, no matter which quarterback was playing. And I thought Garrett played phenomenal. You know, Joey's still not 100%. You know, Cooper on the other side does a nice job too. But, you know, it's kind of week in and week out. You know, someone else kind of steps up depending on the night. You know, Cooper's had big nights. Joey's had big nights. Garrett's had big nights. He had another one tonight. You know, and part of it also, the guys on the backside, I thought, covered pretty well most of the night. So you take away that initial read when they want to throw that pop or they want to throw that wheel. And if it's not there right away and they got to hang on to that extra second, now you got 3-6-4 kids bearing down on you, and that's not real comfortable either. So all-around team effort tonight. You know, I obviously there's things to clean up, but there's a lot to be proud of too.
Yeah, certainly a great win. Tough situation there with Jackson going down. How do you feel like the guys were able to recoup from that?
Yeah, you know, the looks in their eyes were a little tough. You know, there's some tears in the eyes, and they're concerned because he's a class act teammate. You know, he's a cross-country kid, too. He's a dual sporter in the fall, involved in a lot of stuff in the school. Just a kid that everybody likes and everybody respects and everybody knows. So to see a kid like that go down, it was the first major injury we've had during the season, too, during the game. So it kind of shocks everybody, kind of shocked to the system. I thought the guys did a nice job of recovering, regrouping, going out, playing for him, playing on his behalf. You know, he was responding, he was squeezing hands, he was answering questions, he was with it on the way out. So that's always reassuring that we're confident he's in good hands and he'll bounce back, and we're looking forward to seeing him Monday.
All right, well, you get to go to work here another week, Coach. That's always the goal. I'm sure you're going to have some more fun here getting prepped for the next round.
Yeah, you know, the beauty of the 9 a.m. thing is we can enjoy tonight, which the kids deserve, start looking at what we need to do better before we immediately turn the page to somebody else. And tomorrow morning we'll go ahead and flip the page to team to be determined, to site to be determined. But, you know, next Friday night we've got the privilege to be one of the 16 teams and 8-man still playing.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.